Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Inside College Basketball Now with John Rothstein. Pleased to be joined by Boston College head coach Luke Murray as part of our new coaches series. And Luke, welcome. Where were you in 2009?
What date, 2009? I've been a lot of places in 2009.
Where were you at in your life in 2009?
Tucson.
So Tucson, Arizona, you're starting your career in an administrative role under Sean Miller. That was a long time ago. You've had many stops in between then and now. But 2009 was the last time that Boston College played in the NCAA tournament. What do you remember most about those teams under Al Skinner?
I knew you were doing that. I knew you were setting me up for the 2009. What I remember most, tight flex. Coach Skinner had them. Offensively, physical, athletic, tough, competitive teams, great teams. You know, guys like Jared Dudley and Craig Smith and Marshall and Tyrese Rice. I don't know if they all played on the 09 team, but in that era, really good team. Sean Williams, so talented group for sure.
Why do you think there's been 17 years without an NCAA tournament appearance at Boston College?
I'm not sure. I'm playing in a tough conference. You know, the ACC during periods of that stretch has been as good as any conference in college basketball. And then just, sort of working through the new dynamics. I think in the last handful of years in particular, college basketball has obviously changed dramatically. And, that's part of what this new era of college hoops is all about, is being able to adapt. And I think we're positioned to do so right now.
How do you get the Boston College brand back?
Win. I think you have to win. I think that there's definitely some enthusiasm and there's some energy around the program in the last couple of weeks, last month and a half or so. It's been great to make some splash additions in the portal. And I think we've improved our roster pretty dramatically. But ultimately, it's going to be about going out there and taking care of business on the court, winning basketball games, especially early in the non-conference, and building some of that support on campus and then throughout the Boston community.
And one thing that's been really a common thread with any program that's had success in college basketball is having a quality home court advantage. And Connie Forum, for a lot of the last 10 or 15 years, has resembled more of a library than a home court advantage. How big is it for you to invigorate the on-campus presence for Boston College games at Connie Forum?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, I think that's the case for any college basketball program across the country, is that you want to have an intimidating home court environment. You want it to be a tough place for opponents to come in and play. I will say this, though. I mean, games at Connie where the crowds have been lively and into it and packed, it really is a tough place to play and can create the sort of environment and atmosphere that you're looking for as a coach. And so, like I said earlier, it's about us, putting a quality product on the floor, winning basketball games, and then I think the noise will follow, John.
Fair enough. I know you had a lot of head coaching opportunities while you were an assistant at UConn. What made Boston College the one you decided to take?
Yeah, I think it's a special place. You know, I've said it a bunch recently, but I really do think it's a special place. In the time that I've been on campus, the month or so that I've been there, month and a half, maybe, that's, you know, been further solidified. You know, the interactions that I have with people on campus, from the faculty to the administration, really, really impressive people, the students themselves. So I'm blessed to be in a situation where I can coach at Boston College. I think it's obviously a great academic institution, a beautiful campus, a great city of Boston. And, you know, playing in the ACC is as good as it gets in terms of the high level competition that you're looking for. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit here at the beginning of the show, but I think it's just about, you know, being able to sort of shift the narrative and change the perception of the program. And a lot of that has to do with the roster that we piece together, the style of play that we have on the court, and then being able to ultimately execute and win games.
Luke, you're coming from a place at UConn that was in the national title game in three of the last 4 years. How is it going to be for you from going from that to now rebuilding a program?
Yeah, really hard. I mean, obviously, you know, that's part of the challenge that any coach is faced with when they're taking over a situation that needs to be rebuilt, as the Boston College program does. But, you know, I'm going to sort of draw on those experiences, you know, not so much think about how different it is. Try to draw inspiration and really look back on some of the things that we've experienced over the course of the last handful of years at Connecticut and try to bring a lot of that winning formula to BC.
What specifically from UConn do you want to implement at Boston College?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the way that Coach Hurley runs the program, first and foremost, you know, the standard that he sets every single day, the expectation across the board for players and staff alike to meet. I think that's the first thing that I think about when I think about, you know, transitioning things from Connecticut to BC. And then the style of play, you know, secondly, in terms of the way that we're going to play offense in particular. You know, that's the model for us, and it's going to be how we recruit. And, you know, the players that we bring into BC are going to be guys that fit well within that scheme. And stylistically, I think it's going to make us a hard team to prepare for. And I think it's going to be an exciting product for fans and you know, people alike to support.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Luke, you've been under the hood for the last half decade in Storrs, Connecticut with Dan Hurley. How during that time did UConn get back to being the UConn that everybody grew up with Jim Calhoun?
I mean, just coach, driving every day, you know, driving the players, driving the coaches, driving the support staff. I mean, he's the guy, you know, he's the one who makes it all happen. And then obviously, you know, right behind that is the players, you know, and the impact of guys like Donovan Klingon and Alex Caravan and Cam Spencer and Steph Castle and Tristan Newton. I mean, all those legendary guys that have been such a huge part of Andre Jackson, guys that were a huge part of changing the program and really creating, you know, the environment that you see now.
You work for Dan Hurley at Wagner. You work for him at Rhode Island. Obviously, you work for him at UConn. He is the son of a legendary coach. Bob Hurley Sr. is in the Hall of Fame. You're obviously the son of a famous actor and Bill Murray. Did being the sons of famous fathers help the bond between the two of you grow over the years?
Maybe. I mean, not intentionally. I remember there was an article that was written when we were coaching together at URI that sort of spoke to that. And maybe subconsciously, that's a little bit of a bond. I do think we can sort of relate to some of the same challenges and also have benefited from some of the great, you know, blessings that come from that. But, you know, I think it's just we're really alike in terms of the way that we see the game, in terms of the way that we see competition. And I think that's probably what's allowed us to be aligned more so than famous dads.
Would Boston College and UConn ever play one another in the upcoming years?
I don't think so. I heard his answer. It doesn't sound like he wants to do it. So I'm perfectly fine avoiding the Huskies.
Well, I know the two of you worked very closely on UConn's offense over the past couple of years, and that was something that was attached to your reputation as an assistant coach. But to have that reputation, you have to be a great learner and studier of the game. I'm curious, who taught Luke Murray how to teach great offense?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I mean, Danny Hurley and Sean Miller taught me as much about basketball as any people that I've ever been around in my life. You know, Pat Scarry and some of the other guys that I work with have really helped me as well. But I would say Coach Hurley and Coach Miller. Coach Hurley, you know, obviously sort of more specifically because of all the time that we spent together. They've taught me the game and sort of how to see the game. As far as the offensive stuff is concerned, you know, I think that's just sort of how my mind works. It's sort of the way that I see the game when I'm watching film or watching teams from all over the world. And, you know, it's all a product of the, you know, the players that you have. And so how that sort of fits in with your roster, that's really what makes it, you know, makes sense. And so, you know, we looked at those teams over the years and guys like Jordan Hawkins and like, okay, how can you best utilize the great strengths that he has? And you put him in all these movement actions off the ball and get him shots. You know, a guy like Adama Sanogo or Terrace Reed or Donovan Klingon, how are they best utilized? And so it's great to have like sort of all this sort of, you know, pretty schematics that you can look at on YouTube or on Twitter, but it has to work in concert with the guys that you have on the team. And I think that was sort of a little bit of an underappreciated element of it all, was just trying to have it all line up appropriately with the guys.
You know, you had mentioned earlier in this chat your time in Tucson working under Sean Miller when he was at Arizona. What specifically did he teach you when you were a younger assistant coach about the game of basketball that at that point in time you weren't familiar with?
I mean, pretty much everything. Honestly, pretty much everything. I mean, for me, I had coached AAU basketball. I had coached high school basketball, and I had 1 year as a director of operations at Quinnipiac. I coached a year at Division II basketball. So I didn't have the foundation that was necessary to be a real coach. And he helped me dramatically and really sort of A to Z, taught me so much about the game and really allowed me to be in a position where I could be an assistant coach at Wagner for Danny and not be a complete fish out of water, you know, because for me as a 24-year-old coming into that environment with Danny as in his first year as a head coach and Bobby being there and Bashir Mason. And, you know, it was obviously a lot to sort of take on as a first year coach. And I think without that year in Tucson, I would have definitely been ill prepared for the moment.
Luke, what are your thoughts on the roster that you put together?
I'm excited about it. I really am. I'm excited about it. You know, I think given the circumstances and the timing of when I was hired, you know, sort of how the portal looked in terms of the availability of certain players. And then, you know, obviously where you are, you know, in terms of NIL and how we're positioned from that perspective. I really think that we did about as well as we could do. You know, really pleased with the staff's efforts. I thought we had a diverse roster that we put together with a lot of complementary skill sets, pretty good size across the board at the 1 through 4. And I thought we were creative in the way that we attacked the center position as well. So, again, it's going to be a lot, you know, bringing these guys together for the first time, a ton of new faces, you know, nobody that's ever played together before. So it's going to be important that we have a great summer. But I am really excited about the group that we have.
New England has always been associated with great prep schools and the opportunity to recruit great freshmen and bring them into college basketball. How will Luke Murray balance high school recruiting with the transfer portal?
Yeah, it's going to be a heavy emphasis of high school guys. You know, I think this year is probably not indicative of what the approach is going to be moving forward. You know, just given the circumstances and the timing of things, you know, the majority of the high-level players that are able to come in and make an impact at a place like Boston College in the ACC were guys that were coming out of the transfer portal. But now with, you know, an entire year to recruit that class of high school guys, it's definitely going to sort of flip back the other way in terms of the focus being a little bit more 70-30 in terms of focusing our energies on the high school guys. As you mentioned, there's a lot of great players locally. So that'll definitely be an area that we look to attack, you know, in the coming weeks and months. And then we're also going to obviously supplement with guys in the portal where we need to as well.
Other than improving your home court advantage, other than getting more NIL, which every program aspires to in this climate, what other upgrades do you think need to happen for Boston College to take a major step in the ACC?
You know, honestly, I think it's more about the intangible. You know, I don't know that it's something physical. You know, obviously you always could improve things in terms of, you know, the facilities on campus and all those sort of things. But honestly, I think that's sort of more the incremental stuff. For me, it's more about you know, the way that the program is viewed nationally, you know, starting locally and regionally, but nationally beyond that, and, you know, sort of the impression that people get when they think about Boston College basketball. And I think for me and for the coaching staff and certainly the players that we've sort of brought together in this first year, you know, that's going to be the main focus, is really trying to assert ourselves as a legitimate program that's a real contender in the ACC. And, you know, that's going to be what sort of drives us.
Luke, you know me, I'm a scheduling junkie, so I'm always fascinated to study what teams are doing and how they're building their potential resumes for the NCAA tournament. I know that Boston College is going to play UMass at TD Garden next year in November or December. Aside from that game, the in-state game against UMass, is there anything of significance on the docket for the Eagles in 26-27 non-conference-wise?
Not that I'm ready to share with you today, John, but you could always continue to harass and harangue young Eric Yankowski, because he'd be sure to update you whenever updates are available.
We look forward to that process moving forward.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Luke, the NCAA tournament expanded to 76 teams, and that will start next season. So there is an extra 7 spots when you consider the fact that the new Pac-12 is going to eat up an additional at-large spot. Is that invigorating for a new coach, knowing that there is additional entry points to March Madness moving forward?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, how do we start the interview, right? I mean, you're talking about, what was I doing in 2009?
A long time ago.
Yeah, if you're a program that hasn't been to the NCAA tournament since 2009, the idea of there being additional opportunities to be a part of that, the greatest event in all of sports. Absolutely. Yeah, it's invigorating for sure, John.
All right. Well, Boston College, again, no NCAA tournaments in 17 plus years. We will see if that changes in 2027, but this is only the spring. Meanwhile, Luke, I am also fascinated in doing this as long as I have at how coaches hold on to their tough losses more than they enjoy their great wins. I know you've had a lot of great wins the last couple of years. So other than winning the national championship as you did in 23-24 against San Diego State and then Purdue, give me one win that always seems to separate itself from the rest in your career, and give me one loss that you can't shake.
One win outside of those games. Yeah, I mean, I sort of always group the Elite Eight games, the three Elite Eight games. You know, the first one against Gonzaga, I think we felt like we were underdogs going into that game in Las Vegas, and I think we won 82-54, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
You know the score of all these games, I'm sure.
I watched the game last week.
You watched the game last week. Why wouldn't you? So that was one that really stands out. Obviously, first Final Four appearance. I know I'm not answering your question. I'm kind of creating my own situation here. The Illinois game, that was an unbelievably joyous couple hours in Boston, 77-52, something like that.
It's 30-0 on one point, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember that one well. And then most recently, you know, Bray shot against Duke, just because it really didn't feel like it was going that way for most of the night. So I'm going to consider those one game. And the one that comes to mind, I'm not sure if this is truly the one to pick, but the one that comes to mind for me is Bronson Koenig in St. Louis, Wisconsin Xavier. I thought we had a great team and a chance to advance deep into the tournament. And that was one that I still wake up in the middle of the night thinking about.
And that was 2016. Xavier was a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament, had beaten Villanova late in the season, and Villanova went on to win the national championship 77-74 over Carolina on the Chris Jenkins buzzer beater. Luke, I know you want to do all the things that a first-year head coach sets out to do when he takes over a program next season. But aside from getting Boston College to the NCAA tournament, aside from the wins and the losses, what are your biggest goals in your first season as a head coach on Chestnut Hill?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of what we've been talking about, John. You know, it's getting people excited about BC basketball. It's about getting people back in Conte Forum, you know, the great alumni of the program, guys that played there, and then just people that went to school at BC, you know, having them be excited about what we're building and the enthusiasm and the energy that we're sort of experiencing right now, carrying that over throughout the season and having it be something that's sustainable, you know, being a real factor in the ACC. You know, I mean, we talked about it, you know, not participating in the ACC tournament last year, things like that, you know, like right. Getting away from sort of that era and becoming a program, you know, that when people see Boston College on their schedule, they know it's going to be a tough night.
Well, Luke, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover. Congratulations on the job. I think it's an awesome fit. All the best in the spring and the summer with team workouts. And as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
Thank you. What's going on with Paul Wedeman these days?
Paul Wedeman, often imitated, never duplicated. That's Boston College head coach Luke Murray. I'm John Rothstein, and this is Inside College Basketball Now.
Paramount Podcasts.
Where are you sending us?
This is a fun one.
Streaming July 23rd on Paramount Plus, the hit series Star Trek Strange New Worlds returns.
You are facing the finest crew in Starfleet.
Boldly go one step closer.
Any of these missions could be on us.
To where it all began.
We've seen a lot of strange new worlds, but we'll never see something like this.
Star Trek Strange New Worlds. New season streaming July 23rd exclusively on Paramount Plus.